You're listening to The Crossover with Joe R. Lucas.
That's right, my listeners. It's back again this season. And this year, I'll be mixing in some very special episodes because we're celebrating the top figures who have defined this incredible league over the past 20 years. Find out right here how these great teams and great players have become the kings of Europe. Stay tuned and download because, as you know, no subject is out of bounds on The Crossover. Welcome back to The Crossover with Joe R. Lucas. We're back again for another very special edition of The Crossover because this is another one to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague. And today is special for me also as I have the privilege to be sitting down with one of my favorite players in this competition, a guy that no one really knows what his position is on the floor. Most people are not even sure if he's right-handed or left-handed, but he gets it done down low in the low post. He can make people look foolish around the basket with his amazing footwork and his ability to score with either hand. It's my man, Yorgos Princesis. Welcome to The Crossover, my man. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm great, thank you.
I'm good, man.
Big pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure for me, I'm telling you. I've been watching you for years. You know, since I worked in the EuroLeague, and we started this Crossover with Joe R. Lucas podcast, I call it, whatever you want to call it, I've had to sit down with so many different people. But I don't know why, but you're one of the people that I've been most attracted to, like wanting to just sit down and talk to for some reason.
I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I was gone for 10 years after I went to Ardis. Well, first Nike, I played in Greece, and then I went to Ardis and played. And then I was gone for like 10 years from Europe. And so I kind of like slipped away and didn't know much about anything that was going on. And when I came back, everybody started coming up to me in the beginning. They're like, you know, you remind me, this princess guy reminds me of you. He reminds me of you. And I said, first of all, I'm way better looking than him. I can't remind him of me. No way. And I said, second of all, the guy shoots threes because there's no way. Everybody says that to me. They said, you play like I did. You ever see me play?
I remember you. Yeah, that's what I want to tell you. That I remember you. I was very young when I was watching you.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, not very, very young. Okay, sorry. but I remember also what you said, that also you was a player that you don't have a real exactly position. You were something between 4, 5, 3, 6. I don't know. You play a lot of... you also... But, okay. It's every player has his specific thing, so I don't know.
If I tried those moves, those spin moves down low that you got, man, I would have never lasted till I was 35, 36. I'd have been done. I think my back would have been done. I think the only thing you and I have in common right now is Head and Shoulders shampoo.
Oh my God.
Talk to me about this, man.
To tell you what, okay. It's something that this company, you know, Head and Shoulders, support a lot basketball, support a lot of athletes, and they want to do one big move, let's say, to the basketball, to take a basketball player and to...
Nice.
They have, let's say, a dream for the next years to approach more kids to the basketball and to give more confidence to the kids. During my story, how to give a confidence to their kids and to continue to do their dreams through, you know, something
perfect.
Like this.
So it's more of a foundation thing, yeah.
Yes, that was their motto, and that's why they choose me, because they want to give confidence and because they know that for me nothing came easily, and I start in Olympiacos, and year by year I try to work more and more and more, and nothing came easy, so that's why they...
Perfect.
Let's take it.
I like that. But my biggest question is every time I see these, like I spend a lot of time in Greece now, thankfully. I love your country. And I see you on Instagram a lot. You know, when I walk out of the shower after Head and Shoulders, man, my hair doesn't look so perfect. I mean, you know, you got the towel on, you walk with the bottle of Head and Shoulders, and your hair's perfect.
Camera secrets, especially when you go this commercial, it's a lot of filters and secrets, maybe, I don't know. But also, it's my natural hair, that's why it's...
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've been studying you and doing this interview, I've been trying to get out of the shower and look like you. It just doesn't work, man, it doesn't work. I spoke with Theo Papaloukas about couple months ago. It was the first edition, actually, this 20th. And he spoke to me about 1987 when the Greek team won the Euro championship with Niko Galis, and that was like that was what his moment was for basketball. Got him out on the streets, partying with his friends in all the country. What was your moment? Because you were only 2 years old at that point. Mm-hmm. You weren't that old at that time. So what was your moment when you said, "This is the sport I love"?
First of all, for all Greece, I believe the 1987. It was the beginning. Let's say that everybody started to watch basketball and to love basketball. For my moment, because I always was a kid that had a lot of energy when I was in the school. My mother and my father was trying to, let's say, put me in a sport, something to do. And
good. Wait, when you said a lot of energy, does that mean you were a bad student? You were a bad boy?
No, I wasn't bad student, not the best student, let's say. Okay, but I was in the middle. You know, on some things I was good, and some things I didn't like at all. So they try, let's say, to force me to do something, just to take all this energy out. And I started with a soccer. I was goalkeeper, you know.
Of course.
And okay, I didn't stay a lot. Then I continued with a tennis.
You played tennis also?
I played tennis also for a couple of months. Also, I didn't like. And when I was 8 years old, you know, I tried to play basketball. And when I remember I still remember my first day when I entered in the gym and I started to play basketball, and I said to my mother and my father that I want to continue this. I like it very much. And I was waiting all the week. I was waiting for the Saturday and for the Sunday to go there and to stay all day to play basketball.
It's an addictive sport sometimes. Yes. When you first picked up the ball, your first shot, was it right-handed or left-handed?
I write with my left hand. That's why.
You write with your hand. Okay, there's a secret. My crossover people, now they know. I knew you couldn't be so ambidextrous, that good. I mean, it's crazy. So you write with your left. What else do you do with your left?
I'm lefty because my good foot is the right foot. So, you know, when I play football, I shoot with my left. Anyway, I can use both hands, and especially when I had one really bad injury when I was 14 years old. So something, you know, that I didn't have a lot of power to my right. So for a couple of months, I tried to, because I didn't want to miss practices, I practiced with my left for 4 or 5 months until to find my power through my right. So it helps me, I believe, a lot.
So tell kids to not to get injured in their right hand, you know, just tie it behind their back, you know, and play that way. You've always been Olympiacos.
Yes.
From even when you were born, growing up.
Yes,
you never liked any other team.
No, never liked. I support Olympiacos. Let's say my family used to support the opposite team. Let's say cousins, my father also. But, you know, I choose this team. I just put myself more than with some football players. And, yes, I support it more.
Did your family play? Anybody in your family play basketball also?
No.
Nobody?
Nobody.
No brothers, no sisters, no father, no nothing?
I don't have brother. No, my father didn't play. No one.
2006, 2007 is your year. You go from Olympiacos to Larissa. Mm-hmm. And you play, you have a good year. Did you expect to have that kind of season in Larissa? Was this like the moment that, like, you said, okay, I could actually play this game. I want to go back and play with Olympiacos again.
It was a strange story because, I was waiting for it. I was in Olympiacos from 15 years old, and I was waiting for the chance until, let's say, 20 years old. I took a chance three months before my contract finished. And I play good, and I expect to stay and to continue. I signed a new contract for 3 years, and Pini Gerson came, and he said that he wants experienced players, so all the young players, let them go somewhere to play. So Pini Gerson didn't even see me, or he didn't even show me, watch me to play some games.
You never, like, tried out with him? You never had a chance?
No, nothing. He just said, "I want 10 experienced players, and I don't want him." And I remember very well because the coaching staff that we had in Olympiacos, when we played against Larissa, the team that I played this 2006, Pini Gerson said that I want him for the next year, and the coaches told him that you send him here, you know.
Exactly.
So he didn't even know me, you know.
He didn't even know who you were when he sent you away.
No, he didn't know me. That's but okay, he's you know, when I came back, he helped me a lot. But he used to play with less players. He used to play with 8-9 players for all his
that was how it was,
life. Yes, know? And he wants the experienced players. So he say, how old is he? 21. Okay, send him to play somewhere.
Yeah, so you were 21. And Larry says about, what, 4 hours from Athens, I think, right?
Yes, something like that.
Was that difficult to be away from home? Was it your first time away from home?
No, first time away, but okay. It was my country. We had a great team, great friends. We had a good season.
But you're 20 years old. You're young.
Okay, there are worst examples on this. There are another guys that they go in a different country, so... Okay.
Positive speaking.
Positive energy, yes.
2007 NBA draft. I'm not going to talk too much about the NBA because you never went. But the funny thing that I found out was looking through this, you've been on 7 different teams. You have to be the player that's been on the most teams and never played a game in the NBA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to be. Your rights have been traded. Yes. I think it's been traded 8 times. And do you know when this happens?
No, I don't know even how many times I didn't count.
I'll tell you, it's happened eight times.
8 times.
And you've been on 7 different teams, and now I think you're back in San Antonio again.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, because he's the only team that they support old guys, that's why. So maybe now it's a moment.
Was it ever a dream for you?
No, always was, let's say, on my back, on my mind. I want to go. I had the opportunity for 2 times, let's say, to try, but it wasn't bad timing. And let's say the moment that I had the opportunity to go, it's not like now that the chances are more bigger, and right. It was different. And
now it seems a little bit easier to get there than it did before.
Yes.
Before it was very rare. It was very normal. They draft you, they take your rights, and then they just let you play and
exactly.
Kind of what happened with you.
Especially if you have your role and your contract in one very good European team. You don't want so much, you know, to go there.
That was the year you were voted Greek, the best Greek young player, mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. And then I saw some other things. You know, you can't always trust Wikipedia, you know, and it said that you won the dunk contest in the Greek All-Star. That's not true, is it?
Yeah, this is true.
It is true.
Yeah, why? Yeah, why? Because I don't jump so much now. I don't understand. I put quality now.
Well, what was the winning dunk? What did you do?
I won 2 times. One All-Star and one another All-Star here in Barcelona with a junior team of Olympiacos. One very big camp, let's say, what happened, one big tournament. What was my dunk?
What's everybody has that dunk at the end, you know, the one dunk when you're in that final.
Don't imagine something special. I just jumped from very, very, very far away.
You jump from like Julius Erving back in the day.
Yes.
From the
two, 3 meters in front of.
You didn't jump from the foul line, did you?
No, from the foul line, no. But when I was younger, you know,
But you're more 2 foot jumper than a 1 foot jumper, aren't you? You like to jump off of 2 feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because I used to jump with my 1 foot, but I had 2 surgeries in my heel, so I stopped to do with it. One and I changed it.
So now you're just 2 feet. And you had the big hands too. So you could palm the ball. That always helps.
Yes, it helps a little bit.
So were you happy to go back to Olympiacos from Larissa?
Yes, of course I was happy. Always was my dream to play in Olympiacos and. Even when I went to Larissa to play, I didn't expect that I will go to play because I start the last season to have my role and I expect to continue to Olympiacos. But it helps me.
And after that, you play a couple of seasons in Greece and you take off to Malaga.
Yes.
How is that?
Of course, my family, my friends, I miss everybody, but I always think what's the best to work, what's the best way to work, what's the best way to improve myself. And now that I'm 34, I realize that everything happened for a reason. Even that moment that I went to Malaga for 1.5 years, it happens for a reason, to come back, to be more ready and to help my team more.
It was somewhat of a drastic move, not like Not like your teammate Billy, who left the same year, went from Spanoulis, yes. Went from Panathinaikos. That was more drastic, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Than your move. Yeah. But one of my questions is exactly what you said. First of all, you had a 3-year contract, but only stayed a year and a half. Mm-hmm. What happened in the second year?
I'm not from the type of players that I try to find excuse. Always, whatever happened, especially whatever bad happened, I always, when I go home, I try to think my responsibilities, why it happens, and to try to do the best and to try to improve and to save the situation, you know. I had a very bad injury, let's say, when I was in Malaga. Mm-hmm. The team, I expect that the team will be better because when I signed there 2 years before, the team goes to the Final Four. They had a really good roster. They had a good budget, and I believe that I can do a step up, you know, for myself and for the team. When I went there, okay, I realized that the things was not like that. Let's say the team lose. So when the team lose, it's fault of everybody. So it happened, what happened.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's part of the sport.
Of course,
yes. It's always part of the sport. But the good thing, I think, you know, the move that you made there it's very similar because Spain is very similar to where you were probably brought up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mediterranean city, the food is pretty similar.
It was great. As a city, it's great.
Yeah. I mean, I was there in 1989, 88, 89. It was not the same as it is now. It's a beautiful, it was a beautiful city back then too, but now it's
a great city, but you know, if the things in the team doesn't go well, wherever you are, even in the paradise, even in the hills, it doesn't matter, trust me. Even if you are in Russia in the worst place, let's say with the cold, with the snowing, if you are good with the team, coach trusts you, and the team wins, it's the best.
Yeah, winning is always the best medicine for anybody. You had 11 points, almost 12 points, 4 rebounds in that first season. So you were, you know, you're one of the more important players that season. Mm-hmm. And was it a tough season because you guys played in the same division as Olympiacos in the regular season, I think? Or the top 16, you guys played in the same conference as Olympiacos.
Yes. Difficult. Very difficult.
Difficult, right?
Very difficult, yes.
It's been something I've been wanting to ask you.
It was very difficult. You know, only my friends and my family can understand some things. For some other players, okay, to be professional is the most important, and you try to look your job, but... From young guy, I had some, let's say, specific things in my life, for my friends, for my family, for my team. And when I play against Olympiacos away in Sef, for me it was very strange. You know, I didn't feel very good. But okay, it's in our life.
The first game you played against Olympiacos in Peace and Friendship Stadium when you're in Malaga, how weird was it to go into the visitors' locker room? Into the other locker room?
Difficult. It's very difficult.
It's a strange feeling, isn't it?
It's a strange feeling, yes. It wasn't many, many years. I played from Olympiacos. Okay, it was many years again. It was almost 8 years. But, as I told you, everything happened for a reason.
You're in the same group with Olympiacos, so it's obvious that you're following Olympiacos because you guys were like first and second throughout a lot of the regular season. When you're following your ex-team, are you rooting against them? Are you rooting for them? It's not like you played for this team for 2 years, 3 years. This is your entire life.
You know what happened? When one player leave one team and go to the other team, always say... I want my previous team to lose. it's the sports ego, you know.
Yeah.
The most of the players has this, but because I know them a lot, I know even from the physiotherapist, from even the presidents, even everybody, because I know them, I always watch all games and I really support them. I really was happy because they go to the Final Four next year. They went to the final with one shot at the end. I watch all games, I support them, and I really was happy when they win because I know that Olympiacos was many years without a title. Mm. And the fans, they expect to get some happiness, let's say, from all those results.
So you're actually like when they went to the Final Four that year, you were cheering for them.
Yeah, of course. I really was happy and I support them. Yes.
Did you know that you were always going to go back to Olympiacos during your time in Malaga?
I had a feeling. Yes, I had a feeling that one day I will come back, but you never know that.
What did you learn? You said you. I have it written here in my questions, mm-hmm. and you actually said it to me before. You said you learned a lot in the short time or the year and a half that you were in Malaga. What type of things did you learn to make you a better player, better person to come back to Greece?
You know, I believe that all the professional athletes, they will have up and downs, and it's very important how you will adjust on that. Let's say, I never was a very big talented player, let's say, but I always respect myself and try to work every day and to improve myself during the individual practices. When it happened and Malaga says that, listen, you are out of the 12 and try to find a team, it was February, and when I went home, I feel so bad, I felt so disappointed, and I didn't really know what to do, because when I went there, I was in the Final Four, I had a very big role in Olympiacos, I played for 20-25 minutes, and it was, let's say, the worst moment for me. For 4-5 days, I was very bad, and then I realized and I said, listen, you will stay, you have in front of you, let's say, 5-6 months to work. And I remember that I practiced, let's say, 5 or 6 hours by myself from February until August, instead to prepare myself and to be ready for the next season.
You know, I speak with a lot of kids now, because I'm so old, I can't play basketball anymore, so I have to speak with them, you know. And I talking to you guys in these interviews, and I hear so many different stories like this, you know, like everybody expects that because you're a professional basketball player, you make a lot of money, you play for Olympiacos, you play EuroLeague, that your life is perfect. But no one ever sees these difficult times that you're going through. Mm-hmm. What is it, like, I don't know, for you or for athletes that make them continue to chase their dream and to continue to go out and not be beat down by a negative moment?
Not to find excuse, that's my opinion. It's the easiest thing that I could say at that moment is that, listen, it's coach's fault, I'm good, I deserve to play, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. If you say this, immediately it's like you give up and you don't do anything. If you don't find excuse and you try just to be better, and you try to motivate, let's say, yourself and to say, I have to improve on my shot, I have to improve on my kilos, I have to improve on my body and to be better. After, you try to take all this negative energy and to do it confidence and to push you for the next year.
But in this case, you were 4 or 5 months without playing, so that's more self-discipline, mm-hmm. than you don't have a coach blowing the whistle and, you know.
It's hard. It's hard because I remember myself, I practiced, let's say, for one day I practiced 1.5 hours. The next day I practiced twice for 1 and 1 or 1.5, 1.5. It was a moment that was very difficult because I was tired and I have my individual coach. But, you know, all this negative energy, all this, bad feelings, mm-hmm. I try to do it, let's say, emotion.
You keep moving. Keep moving forward. Yeah. It's difficult. You know, nobody sees those moments.
Oh,
you know?
It's very difficult because a lot of players, maybe they say, okay, I give up. Or yeah. Let's say, after you don't feel confidence for yourself also. Because I remember my last games there, I go inside, I play, and I was really bad. Because I didn't have confidence, I missed layup by myself. Because yeah. I know that I didn't have the coach support or the team support. So it happens, you know, not only to me, even to better players than me.
It happens to a lot of them. And it's very mental. And when it gets into your head like that, sometimes it's hard.
Of course.
It's very hard to get out. How well, at this point, this is when Olympiacos signs Spanoulas, mm-hmm. during this season. How well did you know him then? What was your relationship with him?
I had a very good relationship. We played 3 years together in a national team. We wasn't, let's say, the best friends, but when I saw him, I always stay with him and we talk, especially with Nikos Zisis, that he's his best man. Yeah. We stay all together and we talk.
Nikos is one of my main men when I'm looking for information about you guys. You know, I always call Nikos.
He's a great guy.
Did you know he was leaving Panathinaikos for Olympiacos?
No, I didn't know.
You were surprised also? Because you were in Malaga when it happened.
I was in Malaga. No, I didn't surprise. Okay. I didn't expect it also.
Did that help make your mind up to come back to Olympiacos? Knowing like, oh, this guy's here, we can win. We can win championships together.
It helps me that Olympiacos had a bad injury. Nesterovic has a bad injury and they need a big guy. I was free, so they signed me to help for the finals.
Do you think it was just that, or do you think they knew they were going to sign you back?
I know that Coach Duda and Agelu, Vangelis Agelu, the assistant of Duda, wants me. Also, the president wants me to come back, and happened also this injury. And okay.
Since that point, you know, I did the interview with him last year in this same hotel, and I just think. I mean, Bill, call him whatever you want, Mr. Spanoulis. His positive attitude, his desire, his drive that I learned from him to always be better, to not let anything, like we're talking about, not let anything affect you, has to be like somewhat contagious. I mean, he's only a couple years older than you. It seems like he's way older than you, you know? It seems like you're his little brother, you know? Yeah. But I think it's only 2 or 3 years.
3 years.
3 years age difference. But it's hard to say your name without saying his, and it's hard to say his name without saying yours. It's like you guys come as a package.
That's a big compliment for me.
It's a big compliment, I think, for anybody, but it's true. Anybody who talks about Spanoulis talks about you.
Okay, yes, because maybe Olympiacos, after many years, after 15 years, we won 2 EuroLeagues in a row with a small budget, and okay. But as I told you before, it's a very big compliment with me to put my name next to him. That's the truth.
And this is a personal thing now. Is his wife really pregnant again?
Yes. Another final.
He promised me last year that it was over. He told me right here in this hotel, he said it's over.
I don't know.
I think he was with five. Now he's going to have six.
Six, yeah. That's a sixth.
He can't retire. He can't retire. So the year before you come back, Panathinaikos, the other team, wins the final. I think that was their sixth final at that point.
Yes.
Something like that. Does it motivate you more to come back and want to bring your team?
You know, I never watch. I know what's going on in Greece between Olympiacos and Panathinaikos. I know very well, but I never let it, let's say, hurt my mind. I always try to look my job and try to look my team what does well and what does wrong to improve. So, okay, for sure it's something that we won also, but the next season was something we didn't start from the same beginning as we started the previous years. Mm-hmm. We started with a very low budget and the expectations was very low.
Now we're going to get to that now, because this is basically what the 20th anniversary edition is all about, is these incredible moments and in the Final Four. The season wasn't that good for you guys, the regular season. I think you lost 4 games in the regular season.
Then you mean 2012?
Yeah.
11-12,
yeah. Yes. It was your first season back.
Yes, in EuroLeague, yes.
In EuroLeague. You lost 4 games in the regular season. I'm sure you don't remember all this, but that's my job, you know?
I don't remember a lot of things. Yeah.
Someday you'll take my job.
I don't remember a lot of things, and I hate to watch myself and
you're like me.
In YouTube. I hate it. They ask me a lot of times. About,
hey, listen, when you're 54, you'll start to like watching yourself on YouTube.
maybe.
I don't even like to listen to myself in these interviews, you know?
Yeah, it's
the same thing. But anyways, in the top 16 at this point, that was when there were still 4 groups of 4. Mm-hmm. And you played the 6 games, and you went 3-3 and almost lost out to Galatasaray. Mm-hmm. You guys were tied. You barely got through. You weren't a team that was expected to win at this point. Olympiacos was a team that was – no one expected you to go on to the playoffs and go on to the Final Four because of the difficult season. It was a new team. You set a low budget mm-hmm. for that season. What was it that kept pushing that team forward? Because then you had the playoff against Montepaschi.
Yes.
And without home court advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You win game one.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that gets this damn Olympiacos team, man, that I used to hate? I used to hate you guys when I played against you all the time.
I believe not only for this season, for that season, 11-12, but for all season until now, I believe chemistry wins talent and wins everything. If you find a good chemistry between each other, one player can do something that the other player cannot do it, it's much better than to have a big budget. And that's what we did that season.
You almost won both games in Italy.
We lost
the second game by 1 point, I think.
Yes.
You knew at that point that it was over, right?
No,
you knew in Greece you guys were going to finish him off.
Yes.
That had to be the most confident. That had to be the most confident moment of the year. You know, you understand what I mean?
We had a good confidence. Yes.
Yeah, it's like you went to Italy. You won the first game. How important? I mean, obviously it's important. It's a really stupid question, like just to ask this way. But mentally, it's very important to win that first game. I think the first game of that 5-game playoff is always the easiest one to win on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But how important is it to get that win? And then what happens in the second game? Because you can relax it a little bit in the second game.
No, we didn't relax the second game. I remember those games. I remember the first game, we had unbelievable energy. We play everybody as a team. We had a lot of players in a good day. Everybody gives something. We play great defense.
In game one, we play great defense.
We play also the coach. Give us a good direction, and we won, not easy, but we won straight, you know, we play better. In the second game, no, I cannot say that we relaxed, but Siena knows that.
I don't mean relax in the way that, like, you just don't care about the game.
I mean, you
play more relaxed. If we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. Okay, but, we want to win, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better to go home 2-0 if you can.
Of course. Yes.
But that doesn't happen very often in the EuroLeague.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. What was the thing? All right, now you're in the Final Four. You guys win this playoff against the Italian team, Montepaschi, and you're in the Final Four. You have to play Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
a team that went 9-1 in the regular season. They went 6-0 in the top 16. They swept Unix 3-0. They were 18-1 on the season. That's not an easy matchup for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're going in as the underdog. You're going in as the lower budget again, whatever you want to call it. Call it whatever you want to call it, but you're not supposed to win that game against Barcelona.
You know, I don't want to underestimate all the situation, all the basketball we play, the chemistry, everything. I believe we had a better team, that's why we won. But also it's very important to go to the Final Four and to enjoy to play in Final Four, because all the teams, because they knew that it's just a game, they don't enjoy so much. We went there and we enjoy. We go inside and we just play a game. We play in practice, let's say. We had the stress, of course. We had the feelings that, let's say, our palms was the highest level, but we enjoyed more than them, and that's one good reason why we won.
It's so typical Olympiacos. Low-scoring game, very, very difficult to play against. It's almost like in this club, you've been there so long, you can tell anybody. It's like there's a culture within the club. There's no matter who coaches, no matter who owns the team, no matter what the players are, there's like always this warrior mentality that you guys never give up, that you're always fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it looked like you did in this Final Four, especially in that game. And then, of course, now we'll get to the final game. But what is it about Olympiacos that gives that attitude, that fight? Like I said before, I love the Greek people, but I used to hate playing against you guys, man. Mm-hmm. It was like always the worst game to play against.
I don't know if our school is like that, let's say, that we want to play defense. But, okay, especially for that Final Four with the coach Sivkovic, we read the game very well, and it was our plan like that. Because in the Final Four, if you don't play good defense, maybe you can be, let's say, in a bad day and to lose some baskets. But good defense, you can play whenever you want. So if you start with a good defense, you have more percentage to win the game. So that's why maybe we play like that.
You guys finished 12-8 that season. In two of the teams, Barcelona were 18-1, and Cesca Moscow were 19-2 in that season. Mm-hmm. Of course, you go to play the final against Cesca. Again, mm-hmm. you have no chance of winning this game. You have no chance. Plus, it's, what, 7 points you scored in the first quarter?
Who?
Your team. You scored 7 points in the first quarter against
Cesca. Yeah, something like that, I think, yes.
And then I think 17 at halftime. And you're down by 13 in the going into the third quarter. Yes.
19, I think 19 in 28.
You were down 19 at one
19
point.
19 in 28, 29 minutes. Yeah.
But I think going into the fourth quarter, it was 13 points. What makes you keep going? You're playing against the best team in Europe. You're playing against a team that you're not supposed to beat. What was it in that game that gave you guys? Do you remember like the halftime? Do you remember the third mm-hmm. quarter speech, you know, before you go back out on the court? You remember those moments?
Yeah, I remember, yes.
What was said? What was talked about?
I remember, first of all, was our identity. You know, all this year we never give up, and all the games that we lost, even if we lose 10 or 15 points, always Duda forced us, you know, to play until the end, and we turned a lot of games and we won finally on that season. I remember in the halftime because everybody was really bad and we didn't play good, especially in offense. Like, we wasn't as we want. I remember that coach Sivkovic instead, after he told me, and also assistant coach told me, Vangelis Agiellou, instead to go inside Ivkovic and to start to, let's say, reaching to all the crazy, players yeah. and crazy, like crazy.
Like a typical Serbian, no?
Yeah, like typical Serbian, exactly. He started to say things for Spanoulis. And he said after the game that instead to lose all the team, I prefer to lose, let's say, one player. And he talked to Spanoulis like this, what are you doing and what do you do all this? And instead to wake up all the others. You know, that was, let's say, his secret of
his tactic.
So because everybody was bad. So instead to take to say something bad to me, to Heinz, to Slukas, to everybody, he said, I will say to Billy, so everybody
will support him.
Will support and will take the example to play more. So what was the secret?
That might be why he's one of the better coaches ever to coach in Europe, right?
Yes, but, yes. But
those are the little things that don't have anything to do with plays or anything.
It's very important in EuroLeague to have a coach that to know how to help you in the crucial moment, what to tell you, because all the players, even if they are 38 years old, they are kids, so sometimes mm-hmm. they need to listen something to force them and to play better.
Nobody realizes how important coaches are sometimes yes. in the games. And now, I'll admit something here on my show. This is the most amazing comeback ever in EuroLeague history in a final game. And I missed it because I walked away from it. I turned the TV off. I said, it's over. I said, it was over. And I don't know where I was. And someone came up and they're like, did you see that? Unbelievable. Olympiakos wins, won the championship. I'm like, no. I said, no, that can't be possible. I'm trying to figure out what it's like for you. This is your first Final Four. This is your first championship.
My second Final Four.
Second Final Four, but this is the first one you
yes.
really participated in.
Yes.
You're playing with your childhood team. You're playing in the finals of the EuroLeague. This is even beyond the dream that you have, you know, when you're a child, like, oh, if I can make the final shot in the game. You know, you don't think that you were going to be down 19 points, you know, and you make that game-winning shot. It must have been just an amazing moment and I know what you're going to say, because I've read so many interviews, and I don't, this is the crossover. We don't do politically correct. Oh, thank you for my team. Thank you for my team. I made that last shot. But if you're going to say that, put the mic down and go to bed.
But I believe this.
You know, I know you believe it.
I really believe this.
I know you believe it, but let me put logic into this, okay? I've seen you make the three-pointer against Barcelona, mm-hmm. and I've seen you make many big shots. This shot was special because you can give all the credit in the world to your team, and they deserve every bit of credit, mm-hmm. okay? But they don't get any of that credit if you don't make that shot. So
in Barcelona, you mean, or in...
No, in Cesca, in the
yes.
final.
Yes.
they don't get any of that credit. They go, they made a good effort. They almost won the game, but they didn't do it in the end.
Yes, that's true.
It's still your shot. It's one of the big, most important moments in EuroLeague history. What did it feel like? I mean, did you even believe it was happening? Because you come back from 19 points down.
Yes. When Siskauskas shot the free throws, yes, I believe it. I really believe it, and something inside me says that maybe I will take the last shot.
You felt that before?
I felt that, yes. Also, I believe that after shot, because after all this pressure, I feel my stomach was ready to explode. You know, it was a very big victory. It was like fairy tale all the season, how everything. And but you know what's the problem? The problem is that the next 3 days we play against Panathinaikos in the final. So the next day we had again to calm down and to go to the reality. And you know, because I always was a player that I didn't let all the good or the bad things to hurt me. Let's say I try always to stay humble, and I don't say this only for the interview. I always try to control myself, and when one very bad moment happened, I try to, let's say, to continue. When one very good also moment happened, I try, let's say, to stay humble and to continue. And let's say, I always say inside of me, and also my father used to say this, that, okay, when you retire, you will have a time to remind and to watch all those things. When you play, the now is what counts, you know.
Right.
And for sure, I feel unbelievable. I feel very happy because also when I was young, I remember myself to go to play basketball. And to, let's say, to have the ball, and I say 3-2-1, let's say, bam.
Yeah, course, everybody
did this.
That's what I meant. It's like, it's a dream for all of us, but you never imagine this much of the dream.
Not so much. Yeah. But I always put myself, let's say, on Milan Tomic, on Sigalas, or
you're talking about
Paspali.
My guys.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about my guys now.
About
you know?
Your generation now. Like 3-2-1.
You know, just say my guys. Now you don't have to say generation. But that's all we did in our life. And I don't know if you did this, but I always did it with like Julius Erving and Larry Bird, you know? And I was a Julius Erving, he was my idol.
Yes.
So I would always play the game by myself, because I would spend hours by myself on the court. And I would say, Julius Erving, 3-2-1. You know, and if he misses the shot, of course, he got fouled, you know?
Yes.
And then he has to go to the foul line. But he always wins the game.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you did this, man.
I did this, yes. You I remember that? Myself many, many, many times. I did this with, I told you, with Milan Tomic, with Sigalas.
No, but I mean, you did it for real. It became real life for you.
Yes. The amazing thing and the greatest thing, trust me, is not that you make the shot or that you won. It's when you feel the energy and you see people to crying because you give them a lot of happiness. They forgot their problems. They come, they hug you, they kiss you. And trust me, this is more important. It's more human beings, you know. It's more that makes you forget everything. And you, when you see his smile, you feel unbelievable.
And just the team coming at you, the fans coming at you, it's an amazing, yeah, it's
yes,
an amazing feeling. It's something that a lot of people don't get to live, you know, unfortunately for them. It's an incredible moment. Go on to the next show. I want to go through quickly. I know you got to get to bed here. What was there any mentality about repeat? Was it ever talked about? Because obviously it doesn't happen very often in the EuroLeague. We know that. Doesn't happen very often. Was there mentality that year of, you know, we want to repeat, we want to go for it, we want to mentally prepare ourselves to do this, because it was a better season for you?
We had this mentality because we had good team and we started the season very well, but always everybody, we had something behind in your mind to say maybe it was by luck.
Uh-huh.
You know, something says to your ears, like, maybe it's by luck, maybe something happened last year by luck, I don't know. But you improve during the season and during all the games, especially at the end of the season of the next year, that wasn't by luck, and was the chemistry and many things.
Did you feel that was the year that the top 16 changed? It went from the 6 games to 14 games. Did you feel a difference in the scheduling and the calendar? Did it make a difference, or was it more was it better to play? I hear all you guys complain now about too many games.
Much better than now. It was much better than now, yeah, for sure.
Why much better than now?
Yeah, less games.
Now is the best, man. You guys play. Yeah,
no, that's good. That's
if
good.
I could go back, if I could ever go back and play again, I would love to play this schedule.
Yes. I agree.
But you guys did good that year. You end up in the regular season tied with Zalgiris, and then you were a decent top 16. Barcelona again was 9-1. They had an incredible season. You guys struggled against Barcelona also. You get to the finals again. You had a tough playoff this time, mm-hmm. with Efes. Mm-hmm. And this was I remember that playoff. That was you guys win two at home, two. You guys.
You mean playoffs? Yeah,
the playoffs. You guys played very well at home.
Yes.
They played incredibly well at home and beat you. Then the fifth game was, it was a very, that was when the most important thing is obvious to have home court advantage. Mm-hmm. You love to see a playoff like that. How difficult was that series? Was there a moment where you thought, like, this team might come home back and beat us after losing two in a row?
It's just one game, you know, and after the fifth game, you never know, because we played two great games, then they played also two very good games, and then you realize that maybe something will not go well, and also in the halftime, I think we was back for many points, 15 points, something like this.
Yeah, I think it was 13 points, I think.
13 points back, and they will go to the fast break by themselves, you know, who Farmer was, he twisted his ankle after, and anyway... We play good, and we won.
And then now you go to London, no? Mm-hmm. Ceska, first game. There's no way you win this game. I remember this. I was at the stadium, and I remember the atmosphere was revenge game for Ceska after the finals last year. They're gonna kill you. There's no way they'll beat Olympiacos. No way Olympiacos will beat them this year. You guys demolished them. That was one of the easiest Final Four games easiest semifinal four games I've seen from the beginning. You guys, right from the beginning, took care of them. What is it? What do you guys have against Ceska, man? You guys always...
No, we don't have something. We respect Ceska, and that's why. Because we respect Ceska, and we respect their team, their talent, their chemistry. That's why we always try to play 100% and to be focused and to give our best.
It seems you always play your best games against Ceska, as a club, for years.
Yes, there are some teams that they compete good each other. You know,
yeah,
how
more
to say
luck.
That.
Yeah,
more,
yeah.
Yes,
you match up against.
You match up better. Yes.
Final game, first quarter, 27-10. You guys are getting crushed again in the beginning of the game by Madrid. They were waving to the fans. They thought the game was over.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you know, 27-10. Again, it's this warrior mentality. It's this never give up mentality of this club and the culture. What was said then? I mean, Spanoulis doesn't have his 0 points in the first half. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the tactic from last year where only Yelich Spanoulis wasn't going to work again this time, you know?
Yes.
So what happened this time at halftime?
I remember that we play amazing defense in the second half, amazing. Papanikolaou, Hines, who had a lot of players that really made good game. AC Loss, Lucas, Perperoglu. Billy's give a lot of confidence to their team, to our team, that with these 3 point shots in a row that he makes. And
he came out in the third quarter.
And no one's won a title or a game in the halftime. You know, it's a long game. That's basketball. It's the best sport for me. It's that you play 40 minutes and you never know.
That's the way I feel about this game, too. You know, so many people love football. And I'm like, football 2-0, it's over. You know, the other team gets the ball, doesn't have to do anything. You know?
Exactly.
You did play amazing defense. But what happened in the fourth quarter?
What happened?
39-27. Was the final score of the fourth quarter. You were tied 61-61 going into the third quarter. You think about it, you gave up 27 points in the first quarter, and you only gave up 34 points in the next two quarters. So your defense was amazing.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, you guys scored 39 points. Madrid scores 27 points. The defense, there's no defense anymore.
Yes.
You found a different way to win the game.
If you play against Real, if you try, let's say, to control the rhythm, you will lose the game. I believe if you play against Real, you have to score also. If you score more than 85, you will win. More than 90, maybe.
That's more than 90. But the philosophy sometimes, and the philosophy for I think, the perception for Olympiacos has always been, no matter who you play, slow the game down. Mm-hmm. We can slow the game down. We could beat anybody. Keep it close, and we'll try to win at the end. Mm-hmm. But this went crazy. I mean, you know, both teams stopped playing defense.
Yes.
I don't know if it was because you were tired from the day before or what, but you guys scored 39 points in the fourth quarter.
You know, that's, I believe that's why basketball is a good sport, because if you find confidence and you play good, I believe always offense is one step more than defense. Mm-hmm. Let's say the best offensive player with the best defensive player, always the offense has a little bit advantage on that.
And so the repeat is accomplished with this victory. You've repeated as champions.
For me, it was an amazing moment. Amazing.
Because of the... this is my question to you. Is you won the first championship last year. Mm-hmm. Now you won... Let's just say right now we separate the two championships. They're not in consecutive years. I always ask, you know, which one is sweeter? I think they're all both the same. Mm-hmm. But when you win them together, I mean, there's not too many people that I could talk to in Europe that have repeated as champions. So this is why I'm taking my advantage now to talk to you. What is it like to come back after that full season and giving everything you have winning? I think that's why it's so hard to repeat, because it's hard to put all that energy back into the next season. But you guys did it. And you're saying it's amazing. It's amazing because you repeated. Or it was amazing because it was unexpected? I don't why?
Both. Because we improved that it wasn't by luck, 2012. We improved that we have a very good team. You know, the last night before the final, I said to myself before to sleep, Popo, imagine to win another EuroLeague back-to-back. It was amazing. And everybody feel the same. So we go inside and... we give not our best, we give our 1,000% to feel that feeling.
So,
you know?
Up until this point, the Final Four, it was still talked about. Mm-hmm. It was the repeat, let's repeat, let's repeat.
No, we never talk about it. Let's repeat. No. We was, you know,
it's always up here.
Everybody was very humble, and we don't talk what will happen or what. You know, that we say just let's go, let's play one more game and we will see. We won. Everybody, let's say, we look at each other, we say, let's say, can we do it again? But we stop. We will see. That's what we said. We will see.
I love to ask this question to you guys, because I remember myself. What's the night before that championship game like in bed? Are you a sleeper? Can you sleep good? Does it go through your head?
Personally, I always used to sleep before games. I don't care. It doesn't even hurt me so much. You know, I never have so much stress not to sleep or to miss our sleep, my sleep. But what I told you before, that everybody we think, can you imagine if we won back-to-back EuroLeague again? That's strange. Again, it's strange. It's with no expectation again, with no one to believe us, and with... so hard playoffs, we won CSKA, you think, I don't know. Finally, we did it.
It hasn't happened since then.
Yes.
It hasn't happened since then. You were the last team to do it. But the bad news is you haven't been able to lift that title up again since then.
Yes.
What is it, a constant fight for that to get that glory back? Is it a desire for you before you retire one more time to raise that championship cup and win the EuroLeague one more time?
I want it so much, you cannot imagine how, but it's not easy. You know, now all the teams, I cannot say that 2012 or 2013 the teams was not good, because also was very, very good. But now, as you see, it's more difficult, there are more games, not for us. And all the teams now, they create a team with more chemistry, bigger budgets. So you never know. Inside of me, you know, I still believe that if we go to the playoff, because it's very difficult to go to the playoff. But if we go to the playoff after, I believe we have the personality and we can do something. Mm-hmm. I really believe it.
I believe that also. I believe that of your team. You're the team that nobody wants to play against in the Final Four or in a playoff. You know, it's always that attitude.
You represent Olympiacos, so I still believe also that, you know, when you go to the Final Four or when you go to the playoff, even if you play home or even if you play away, especially if you play away, you go to a war, so it's one game. You go there, you give everything, you go with 100% concentration, so you never know whoever will be there, or Real or CSKA. We're not afraid to play.
You're extremely dedicated to this club, and you showed it over the years. You didn't go to the NBA. You said you had a chance at one point. The rumors, you know, Fenerbahce wanted you to sign, and Barcelona. I hear your name all the time with you know, wherever there's head and shoulders in Europe, you know, you can go. But you've been dedicated to this club. Mm-hmm. Is it becoming more and more difficult to be dedicated to the club, or is it that you want to retire here? Do you want to finish you're 34 now?
Yes.
How long you plan on playing, number one? That's the first question.
How long do you plan on playing? You know, because I respect myself, I want to play as much as I can play good. And to help the team, to help the coach, and to be an important player for the team. If I believe that I can do it for more years, I can do it. If I believe that I cannot, no problem. Kisses.
Will your last game be with those colors on that you have on right now?
I wish. That's my dream. That's why you told me that I was so many teams. And one of the reasons that I select Olympiacos is that it's not so much important, you know. For me, it's much more important to win one title or to go to the Final Four with Olympiacos than to win three titles with another club. Because it's my family. I'm here almost 20 years, so I know what's going on here. And
I can't. You're one of those guys that I can't see in another uniform. You know what I mean? You've seen players in whatever sport they play their whole life on the same team. It's like if they ever you see them with another uniform, I can't see with any other color.
You know, there are a lot of opinions about that. Players, a lot of agents, a lot of coaches, they told me that you are wrong, you must be professional, you could have another two, three, or four Final Fours, maybe you could have another one, two titles, EuroLeague titles. Maybe they are right. Okay, there is not right thing or wrong thing in the professional. But for me, you know, personally, I feel more full, more complete as a person. To be here and to support my team until the end, and even if, let's say, we don't start from the same beginning as other teams start. Mm.
I believe that everybody makes decisions in the moment that they're living in. Mm-hmm. And you have to live by those decisions later on in your life. Of course. And that's the big difference. It's like, you know, everybody has problems, but some people don't find solutions to their problems. They just continue to have problems. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. You know, I've made decisions in my life that might have been good decisions at the time, might have been bad decisions at the time. Mm-hmm. But you have to accept them and live with them. Mm-hmm. And no matter what, I think you'll always be happy with the fact that you stayed, if you stay, until you're done with this team. I honestly believe that.
I always try to, you know, to check my instinct and to listen my instinct. When I went to Malaga, let's say somebody can say that was wrong. For me, it was not wrong. It's supposed to happen this, to be better, to come back more serious and more determined, you know, to continue.
I got about 5 more minutes for you. That's it. You can go to bed. But I'm going to put you on the spot. So these 5 minutes depends on you now.
Okay.
Okay. You know this is the 20th anniversary, so we're on the all-decade team. All right?
Okay.
You're sitting there with a pen and a piece of paper right here. I'm watching you.
I write something I want to tell you after this way.
Oh, okay, good. I like that. Good. I like that. You're the first interview that someone's written something down they want to tell me after. Perfect. You want to tell me now or you want to tell me after?
After.
Okay. I want you to give me your all-decade team. You know you're nominated.
Yes, I know.
Of course.
Oof.
So I'll make it easy for you. Two point guards.
Okay, during our conversation, I will tell you. First of all, I will not tell you myself. For sure, I will not delete myself.
You won't?
I will not.
All right, then I'll put you in.
I will not.
All right, so you only are you power forward or forward? Are you a four or three? I don't know what you are. Okay.
Forward.
So you only have to give me one power forward then, because I put you in.
Ah, you put me?
Yeah.
Very much appreciate it, but I will not put myself.
Okay, all right.
No, I don't like right,
two point guards. Much.
2 point guards. Hmm.
I told you I was putting you on the spot.
I will put... okay, I will put the shooting guards first. Decolo and Billy.
Billy.
Okay.
I was waiting here, man. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like,
wait. As a two is Decolo and Billy, for sure. Finish that. Sergio as a point guard.
Chacho.
Milos could be.
And that was my thought.
Yes.
Milos.
I put Milos and Sergio.
Okay.
Kirilenko I like a lot, but okay, he played just.
Yeah, he didn't play too many years.
So. As a five, I will put Vesely and Kyle Hines.
I was hoping you had Kyle Hines in there.
Yes, he has four titles.
Yes, he has to be.
I'm afraid that I don't want to forget something.
You'll always forget somebody.
You know, Papanikolaou could be also is one solution because he won two titles. And
man, I'll tell you what, the game against Ceska was.
Yeah, he was
18 years great. Old, 19 years old.
He was 20.
Scored 18 22. Points.
Yes.
Two from two, three from three. Incredible game.
Incredible game, yes. You know, I can put Kostas because Kostas, he played three Final Fours or four, I don't remember. Also with Barcelona. Mm.
You're forgetting somebody. You just said the name of the team.
Navarro. Okay, he was... I didn't forget him. If it was, let's say, from 2005 until 2015... For me, it was Navarro.
Yeah, of course.
But from 2010 to 2020, because still we play, and Decolo, he won the EuroLeague. That's why I didn't put him.
Okay.
That he's a legend, for sure. I didn't forget him. But it's 2010 until 2020, so...
It makes it more difficult.
Yes,
sure.
It makes very difficult.
I'm going to do some quick questions. If you think of anybody else, you tell me. Quick questions. The team you hate to play against the most?
I don't hate to play against.
The team that you just you like in your mind, you're like, oof, man, this is always a tough game. It's always a tough game for me.
You can say against Real Madrid because
Real Madrid.
Yes.
The team you like to play against the most.
CSKA.
Hmm. Other than Spanoulis, right? Your favorite all-time teammate. The guy you love playing with.
I can't tell you one, just one.
Give me two then.
I will give you...
I already gave you Spanoulis.
No, I will not give you two. I will give you three. I will give you Lucas, Papanikolaou, Kyle Hines.
Perfect. Your idol growing up.
I like Dirk Nowitzki as idol because as a character also, I like that he always was humble and I believe that this is the first European player that he won a title by himself. I cannot say by himself, but
yes,
he did a lot of things by himself, you know, and he won a title. So Dirk,
your idol now.
Now,
yeah. It's always a tough one.
Adetokounmpo.
Nice. There
because of his personal life, as a character, as a friend, because I know him more, I like him a lot.
He's an amazing guy.
Yes.
Best part about playing the sport.
You do your hobby as a job. I will tell you that it's something healthy, that it gives you a very nice routine in your life. You learn how to communicate with other people. You learn how to win. You learn how to adjust and to control one lose. And I believe I'm blessed that I play basketball.
Great answer.
For many reasons.
Great answer. Now the opposite. What's the worst thing about playing basketball?
The worst thing. It's that sometimes you have to adjust on the pressure, you know, on the good way pressure. That
on the court or off the court?
Both. You know, you, sometimes after one, two bad losses, you have to, let's say, everything happened. It's like it's the world war, and you don't have to.
Yes,
you have to see with more positive energy how to find a way to continue and to look forward.
What are your plans when you're old like me?
What?
when you're old like me.
Yes.
And you can't spin anymore. You can't go right hand. You can't go left hand. My shoulder's shot. You know, I had to get shot up the other day just to take a trip.
Don't worry, I will find things to do.
What are you gonna outside. Do? What are you gonna do with your life?
First of all, I am not from the characters that I always believe that after the basketball is the end. I believe that.
No, it just starts.
It just
take
starts,
it from me. It just starts.
I believe that I have a lot of things to do. From 15 years old, 14 years old until now, all my focus and all my concentration is in the basketball, and it will continue to be in the basketball. But when I finish, I want to do very, very simple things. I mean, I like a lot the sea. I like the fishing. I love my island. I wish to go one day to live there, away from everybody.
To where?
To Syros. It's my
Syros.
Island.
Your island. Okay,
it's
yes.
My island.
That's where you were born.
Yes.
Yes.
And I wish, but it's not only my decision, it's also my wife's decision, so I don't know. I will try to force her to love it too and to come.
Let her listen to the end of this, you know? Let her listen to the end of it. When I come to Greece, you going to take me fishing?
I like the sea. I love the sea. You know, my father...
Then good. Yes. Then just take me to the beach.
Yes, yes.
Don't take me fishing.
I love the sea. I love the boating. I love all this stuff about... not the boating, I mean, like, you have money, you took a boat. I mean that I used to love boating and everything around the sea and the small also, let's say, boats from young guy, from my father, to, let's say, to try to find a solution on the ropes.
Like memory, like the memories of putting the boat
everything,
together.
Everything, yes, from young guy.
You're not like my boy Yanis, no, Barousis. With the big speedboat.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, but he's from mountain. He's not from island.
Yeah.
He's the imitation guy.
He's a mountain.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Oh, wait, you have something for me.
Forwards.
Yeah, you have something for me. Talk to me. Tell me what it is.
You know, as a four, I can put Pero Adic. He's not in the dominated team, but he won 3 Euroleagues and he was important. And the two of them, I can put Kriapa.
Yeah. Kriapa. I didn't think about him. Yeah.
Yes, from CSKA. I can put Papanikolaou on 3 position. Tell me another names, 3 and 4.
A giant thing, man. I'm 54.
I'll put Kleiber.
Okay.
He won title. I like Kleiber. Okay.
Thank you, man. And your personality and just.
Thank you very much.
It was. What I expected from you, although you're this good-looking guy, you got all the tattoos, you got all this stuff going on, you're extremely humble, and you can see it in your eyes, you can see it in your expressions, you can see it in everything.
Appreciate it. Thank you very
and
much.
I just wish you the best of luck in the future, and I thank you for taking the time to be here with my people from the crossover.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks,
George.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to The Crossover with Joe R. Lucas. If you like what you've heard, subscribe now so you don't miss an episode and leave us a review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. You can also get in touch via Twitter and Instagram at EuroLeague using the hashtag ELCrossover or on Facebook at the EuroLeague.